Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you happen to see the video footage of Paul Pelosi?
Wow.
I don't know if you saw it. That's a big old boy in there. And the cops showed up at exactly the right time. Man. Whoa. I know my producers have seen it. I wonder, have you seen, if you need to see this video, it's very short. It's very short. Cops are like, is this the right house? Yeah. And Paul Pelosi answers the door. He's all cool. He's sipping on his cocktail. And a dude is behind him with a hammer. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I don't care about these stories, really. I mean, the only thing that makes this story interesting, quite frankly, is it's Paul Pelosi. Because more people are killed by hammers than by so-called assault weapons. And what's interesting to me is that hasn't even come up. Even with conservatives, nobody's brought up the fact that there are more hammer deaths than there are, but probably more crowbar deaths too. But hammers, I know, I've seen the statistics, than so-called assault weapons. And here's a perfect example of a dude with a hammer.
Oh, Kevin, hammers don't kill people in mass numbers.
I just gave you the stat. Okay, so it's a couple of Asian dudes went all Manchurian candidate, pardon the pun, on some people recently and did some you know, mass shootings. And we're talking about guns again, but I'm giving you the numbers. More people are killed by hammers than so-called assault weapons. And as far as guns go, don't even get me started because I'll go into the number of times a gun has protected somebody versus the other. So I don't even want to hear it. But yeah. Not even, I mean, hardly being mentioned. More people are killed in bus accidents than by, quote, assault rifles. But this dude, he's standing in the back looking like Jason's big old brother, little old brother. He's big. He's a big dude with one of them corn-fed country boy beards, you know, not one that's groomed and all, you know, ready to go out and hit the club, hit the gay club. Nope. Well, maybe he is gay. I don't know. Because there's still a lot of speculation on why he was there, and rightfully so. And here's why. Here's the most interesting part of this video. If you are being accosted, there's a dude standing with a hammer by you. And I think he's got Pelosi's arm, but Pelosi's got a cocktail or a beer in the other arm, which I find hysterical. Because why would you, I mean, they talk about getting hammered. Here's Pelosi getting hammered metaphorically with his drink and about to get hammered. He was about to get twice hammered. Then a Pelosi invited him over and said, hey, listen, Chris, why don't you come over and let's get hammered? It's so ironic. And it's even doubly ironic when you understand that Pelosi, not too long ago, got a DUI or DW, I don't know what they call it. Because we used to call it DWI, now it's DUI. But he's got a DUI because apparently the dude likes his liquor. And he likes his liquor so much, even under threat of death, he's like, I'm not releasing my drink. Were they fighting over the drink? You'll give me that drink. I wouldn't. You have to pry this drink from my cold, dead hands. Gah. I'm just telling you, if you're about to get accosted by, in whatever way, I mean, I don't know if he's going to get buggered or whatever, but if you're about to get accosted, you know, throw the drink at the dude. Do something. Drop it and throw a punch. It's completely hysterical, this whole scene. And let me tell you, once the cops get there, okay, well, before we do that, so the cops show up. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know. Pelosi answers it in his underwear. Did he get? He apparently didn't get awakened because he's got a drink in his hand. So Did Pelosi invite the guy over? Did he come up? Well, I don't know. What were promises made? Did he not give him the money? He said, you know, after performing this, who knows, right? None of you know either. We don't know. We're working this out together. But anyway, cops show up. You'd think he would bust out the door and be like, thank you guys for showing up, and try to get away. And that way, the cops would know, okay, it's time for us to act. He waits until, while the guy apparently panics once the cops kind of come, like, everything okay here? And then, man, he swings that hammer. And I think I don't know, it sounds like in the video, Pelosi starts to snore. Like he's just been knocked the heck out. And no surprise there. No surprise. Hammers are dangerous. Not as dangerous as knives, but more dangerous than guns. By the way, I don't have any statistics on this. I will bet you money that knife attacks, people are killed more with knives every year than so-called assault weapons. I'll bet you money. I'll bet you more people are killed with knives than hammers. And hammers are, as I said, used more than assault weapons, using the Democrats' terminology. Anyway, so cops wrestle this big old corn-fed white boy down to the ground and save Pelosi's life. I don't know what was going to happen later that night, but they saved, I'm going to predict, they saved that man's life. You got to see this video. But when you go on social media and you're looking for responses on it, what you find is people are, they're just as curious as I am. I read a couple of the things, but they're like, that's so weird. You know, the overwhelming thought of it is, it's so weird. And it is. Pelosi answers the door like it's a cocktail party. Hello, may I see your invitation? Oh, good to see you fellas. Come on in. You know what I mean? It was like, it was really bizarre. I honestly got to tell you, it was so bizarre. And as I said, he doesn't break like, oh my God, you guys are here. So, you know, look, I don't care about this story beyond its curiosity thing, because it's not a, and for the record, these stories are kind of good because they break the monotony of straight up politics, and they allow us to take a look at things from a different perspective. And as I said, this story is interesting because it involves Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband, and you know, all the intrigue there, because there's all, what was going on? Where was Nancy? Did she pay the guy? I mean, there were people asking on social media, did Nancy pay this guy to come over to beat her husband up? We don't know. But it is super bizarre. Anyway, like always, folks, on the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, we have a ton of great things to talk about. Keep it tuned.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Pelosi attack video. I mean, we got a lot to talk about today, folks, so I don't think I'm going to be caught up on this. But I do want to finish up on a few items surrounding this Pelosi video. And then we're going to talk about another controversial video that happened over the weekend. But anyway, the Pelosi video is a metaphor for anybody who has leftist friends. And you probably didn't think of it this way, but it's a learning experience. Because when you consider all the elements, you know, you can only come to this conclusion. Think about it. While Pelosi sipped a cocktail and went to the door to answer it, "Oh, hey, hello, please, how are you? How are you doing?" Standing in the background is a big old gorilla-looking dude. His friend, and I use my finger quotes because you put that any way you want. You could talk about it as regular friend without the quotes, or it could be his friend. You know what I mean? But whatever it is, this dude is standing in the background with a hammer. That is leftism at its finest. I'm serious. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So this friend says,
yeah, Paul, go ahead. Go answer the door.
He, leftism, if you got a friend in leftism, he's a boogeyman. He's just waiting to get you. He's waiting for the door to close, for the lights to go out, because he's about to hammer you. Anyway, Pelosi answers the door, and this friend takes his arm like, I don't know what he's saying. I need you. I want you. Got to have you. I don't know. But that friend is down. I'm just telling you, this is a perfect metaphor for leftism and perfect metaphor for you don't really have friends on the left. I was talking to somebody the other day. He's a doctor. He's a very well-known doctor. And his family members were saying he feels alone because all his friends are lefties. And now they're abandoning him because they found out that he's not a lefty. Keep in mind, this dude is a brilliant surgeon, but they found out he wasn't a lefty. So
everyone's like, well, we can't be friends with him.
Think of all those people that were his friends as people standing around with hammers waiting for him to make a mistake so they could bludgeon him. So anyway, the cops show up. As I said earlier, Pelosi's not thinking about running. He thinks he's with his friend. The dude who's over there without a cocktail in his hand but holding a hammer. I don't know about you, but unless we are doing Habitats for Humanity, don't come around me with a hammer. You're about to get punched out. Yeah, stand there. You know, just, I don't know what he's smacking the hammer. And by the way, Pelosi's so cool with his friend, he's answering, the door in his boxer shorts. Anyway, his friend decided to smash his skull in, even with the cops there. That really is the definition of leftism. Because once you make your mistake, once you help is on the way, the left don't want you to get out. You're not escaping. You're not getting off the plantation. You're not getting out of jail. You're none of it. No. You're going down. And that's how leftism is. That's the metaphor. Anyway, I said we got a lot to talk about today. One of the biggest stories, I mean, in the scheme of Joe Biden being the big guy, Hunter Biden having a laptop with all kinds of evidence on it of collusion with other countries, the FBI colluding with the Democrats in the midterms as well as other election cycles, not prosecuting parents that want to take care of their children, but not prosecuting real criminals. And I could go on. We get a real story in the midst of all of this. Thank goodness, Kevin, you got something to talk about because I was starting to get concerned. Thank you for your tears. So, yeah, black dude gets killed by cops, and you think, ooh, boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what's interesting. Memphis, Tennessee, one of the most dangerous cities in the country, cops stop a dude. His name is Tyree Nichols. I don't know what they call him. But Tyree Nichols. And it's supposed to be a routine traffic stop. Five cops. They pull him out of a car. They can't subdue him. He won't lay down, apparently. And fights him. Manages to get off the ground with these five cops. Takes off running. I have no idea why they stopped this dude. I've been looking for the story. Like, did they stop him for drugs? Did he have a busted taillight? What was the deal? Was he driving while black? Let me tell you, the only thing about this story that you should appreciate as Americans is it wasn't five white dudes. Let me say this. Be appreciative that there wasn't one white dude. Because if one of those cops had been white, the other black dudes would be going, well, guess what? It was Biff. Not a single white guy on the Memphis police force involved in this. It was a group they call Scorpion. Yeah. I don't know, because Scorpion goes and puts the sting on crime. I have no idea why they did it. But five black cops jumping a black dude
And you should hear all here. You know what we're learning? We're learning that once the police put on that uniform, they don't, their color doesn't matter. We're learning that even black cops are racist against other blacks. We're learning all these stuff. Yeah, I bet you didn't know any of this stuff. White people listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. Are you aware? You want to understand what black conservatives go through? We can't be, we're as black as any of these other clowns, these other, well, not other clowns, but any, we are as black as these other clowns on the other side. I'm going to say that again. We're as black as the clowns on the other side, because we're certainly not clowns. We're very smart. We know what we, black conservatives are, I'm not going to try to pat myself on the back and pat other black conservatives on the back, but let me tell you something. You have no idea what we go through. You can't be black. You can't be this. And the closest thing to it is what these five black cops are going to go through. Look, I'm not here to pass judgment. I'm not here to... I don't know enough about what was going on. I do know this, and I know this in my heart. This guy, Tyre Nichols, these guys may have been full of venom and full of hyped up on adrenaline. Not venom, but adrenaline. For whatever reason. Wrong description on the car. My brother-in-law got pulled over for that. Cops drew guns. They yanked him out of the car. They thought his license plate was 7, you know, something, blah, blah, blah. My brother-in-law is trying to, yo, that's not my license plate number. And they're like, shut up. He goes, it's a Z, not a 7. And somebody heard him say it as his face was pinned to the ground. And they let him up. And they looked, and he had a University of Houston. He's an engineer, a computer science student. And the plate cover, you know, the University of Houston plate covered the bottom of the Z and made it look like a 7. That's why they pulled him over. But he was anti-cop after that like you wouldn't believe. And I'm thinking, honest mistake in that sense. More when we get back.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
A sixth officer has been dismissed due to his role in the deadly beating of Tyree Nichols. Memphis police said action was taken against Preston Hemphill. However, what role he played on the night in question wasn't disclosed. More than 700 flights have been canceled today, FlightAware said, as winter weather alerts extend to more than 40 million people. Kentucky Congressman James Comer says lawmakers need to get serious about making spending cuts before raising the debt ceiling. While speaking at the National Press Club, the Republican said everything except Social Security and Medicare will be on the table for possible cuts, including defense spending. David Pecker, the former head of the company that publishes the National Enquirer, is expected to meet with Manhattan prosecutors as they are investigating former President Donald Trump, CNN reports. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When they said, this when that cop says, I hope they get him. Why? You've got his car. You know who he is. It's 2023. We will find him. You can arrest him. You can do whatever you want later. And yet so many municipalities, in part thanks to some of the work you've done, have decided, as Sam Brock just said, it's not worth it to possibly end up with someone dead over a traffic infraction.
And over something that we don't even know if it was a traffic infraction.
Right.
If it was something even worse, you don't beat a man to death. Five men on a 140-pound thin young man, unarmed, five men. I mean, you or I could have probably handcuffed him. So what is this power trip? What is this venom that we allow police to put on private citizens and then talking to the camera like if there's some kind of threat? I've seen many things over the years I've been out here. This is among, if not the worst I've seen. I remember 32 years ago, I led marches around Rodney King. This is worse than Rodney King. And the fact that they were black makes it even more egregious to me. We fought to get blacks on the police force, and for them to behave in this way is inexcusable, which is why we're going to stay with this family and demand justice and policy and legal change.
We're going to have some policy and legal change because this is infuriating. And what this is worse than ever. I mean, this is the worst I ever see. Yeah.
It's not too bad, Al Sharpton.
Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. I'm not celebrating anybody's death. Not at all. Tyree Nichols didn't deserve to die in a traffic stop for any reason. I mean, I'm not going to look at the cops and go, oh, yeah, they did what they did was right. They were, you can tell they were hyped up. I have no idea what the dude did, but I'll tell you this. They got him, they had him, and he wasn't cooperating. So what? So what? Five of y'all couldn't, what's his name? What was that dude? The white dude that supposedly put his knee on the neck of George Floyd, he didn't. You can see from a different angle, he didn't put his knee on his neck. But Derek Chauvin? Yeah, do what he did. Pin his shoulder down. There's enough people to do it. I'm not, for Al Sharpton to say, I could have probably handcuffed him. I mean, he's a little old bitty dude. I don't know about that, because I'm a little old bitty dude, but I'm a handful. There's a lot of little bitty dudes you don't want to mess with. I could have handcuffed him. See, it's funny how people, they've never done the job, but they know how easy it is. Now, I will say this, five of them should have been able to. But for Al Sharpton, you are hot. I mean, we could have put handcuffs on. This dude is a dude that's never been in a fight with somebody that knows how to fight. Or a wiry dude. Always underestimating. That's not giving the cops any excuse. I'm just saying, Al, if you're going to give opinion about something, at least make it something that is legit. I'm just going to tell you, I've been around some freaks of nature. There are people that can jump higher than you ever. If they jumped over, you'd be like, what just happened? If they hit you, you'd think, who hit me with a bat? If they kicked you, you'll think, what quarter horse did I scare? I mean, there are people that are freaks of nature. You don't know who they are. You know who deals with these freaks of nature? Cops and prison wardens. Freaks of nature. I'm just telling you, I learned early in life, don't you ever underestimate anybody. Anybody. Especially if they think it's life or death. I tell this story, this movie I saw, this kid, and I've used this many times in talking to people about, you know, when you're thinking about something, like, why am I training? Why am I working this hard? There's a movie, this kid, he was a wrestler. And they pin him and he just get out. And he get out every time. And so the wrestling coach goes over to him and says, can you please tell me and these boys, what are you thinking when you get out? He says, I'm thinking that somebody's trying to drown me. You know, improves motivation quite a bit. If you get pinned and you think, oh, okay, oh, pin me and that's the end of it. I'll get up and the end of the thing. Well, then it's less motivation. But if you act like somebody's trying to put a pillow over your head and smother you, it's a different motivation. Have you ever dealt with claustrophobia or something like that or any type of anxiety? I'm telling you right now, I'm a bit claustrophobic. I will kick a hole through a wall, a metal wall, to get out of something. I just can't stand it. And it's a feeling inside of me that just boils up. Don't underestimate people. That's what Al Sharpton does. And he goes on, he says, they want a power trip with Venom. The second time around, if you watch the video, they had Venom because the guy, they have him pinned. Then he gets up, they're trying to tase him. He gets up and he takes off running. I don't know why. Here's what I will tell you. Again, I'm giving you layman's perspective on something I know nothing about. But I'll tell you this. If you pull me over in a traffic stop and you yank me out of my car, and I've done nothing, I guarantee you I'm not running. I mean, I'm going to take my licks, go onto the ground and, you know, do whatever you're going to do, but you're not getting any lip or whatever, because you know what I'd rather have? I'd rather have you going, Mr. Jackson, we are so sorry. Oh my gosh. We were so sorry. And I'm going to go, you know what, fellas? I don't know why you did it, but here's what I will ask of you. I will ask of you, please don't do that to anybody else until you know. And don't do it anyway. But I'm not going to act a fool. This is what I keep telling people all the time, and it bugs me because we have this recurring thing. Because Al Sharpton says, we got a policy and legal change. What else does he expect these people to do? What else does he think cop? Let me put it this way. If you think that any policy or legal change is going to affect the impact or is going to impact these five rogue cops that let their attitude get above, you know, just good quality thoughts, you're wrong. They're just bad cops. And you want to know why they're just bad cops? Because the good cops, the good people, don't want anything to do with that business, that field. They don't want anything to do with it. They are hands off. I'm not touching it. I don't want to be involved in a field where the better I do my job, the worse I get treated. They don't want to be treated like citizens in a leftist society. It's bad enough to be a regular citizen. It's worse when you put on a uniform. Al Sharpton says this is worse than Rodney King. I don't remember who beat the crap out of Rodney King, but I know this. They weren't all black. Well, maybe we'll research it before the next segment and we'll find out. But I know they weren't all black. But there might have been a black dude in it or two. But it was some white boys thumping on Rodney. And Rodney had gone in a high-speed chase in his Hyundai. This is before Hyundai was considered a good car, for those of you who own Hyundais now. Because everybody's like, how can you even get a Hyundai up to 100 miles an hour? But anyway, Rodney had done some bad things. Hey, he was known on the police blotter. They pull him over. They yank him out of the car and beat the dog. And when I say they beat Rodney, you didn't need camera angles to see. Rodney would put his hand up and they would take a baton and just wham. You know, and I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised Rodney King didn't end up with worse injuries. That's a hard brother, because they were, it was funny, because the comedians were like, when you beat a man so hard that you got to catch your breath, the cops were hitting it. You okay? You okay? Let me catch my breath. Hold on a minute, I'll answer you. They beat Rodney King to death. And look, I'm not laughing at the beating. I'm laughing at the comedy. There's comedy and everything. I'm sorry, it is for me. But at some point, you think Rodney would just get on the ground and say, okay. Maybe while they were taking a breath, he just get on the ground and try to put his arms behind his back. But he just kept raising his arms, and oh man, every time he raised on there, he's trying to fight. Just crack, crack, crack. So I can tell you this, it was worse than Rodney King. It had to be, because the guy ended up dying in terms of the effect. But Rodney took a beating. Make no bones about it. And Rodney's a much bigger dude than this guy. Sharpton says a guy weighs like 140 pounds. But he goes on to say this, and this is what should scare, well, certainly draw attention. Sharpton says, it's more egregious because they black. They are black. Yeah, so it's more egregious. He expects better from black. Since when? Has he watched these Waffle House videos of these black people going crazy? I'd like to see what clues he's had that blacks are going to perform better as cops.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So they pull him out of the vehicle pretty aggressively, and they say, get on the ground. He's kind of resisting verbally. He's saying, I didn't do anything. Not fully compliant, but obviously not any threat. Was he not getting down on his stomach? Is that what the off? I just don't understand the level of aggression. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, what I'm seeing here is they had the numbers, the police officers had the numbers, they should have had the training and experience, and they made no real attempt to secure his hands or put him down. They were standing all around him. Could he have rolled on his side, went them all around him? It might have been hindering him to follow those commands. I mean, with this body cam and this one angle, it's hard to see, but I agree. With the numbers of officers they had there, the experience and training they had, they should have been able to secure him as soon as they was out of the car.
You want to know how to survive an encounter with the police? I have the answer. Comply. Don't open your mouth. Don't try to give protestations. What y'all doing? Don't do any of that. They're already excited. What happens when you comply? It's diffusing the situation. No, look, I don't give my kids any more advice than comply. Because once you get your phone call and you make it, you know, it's going to be to your dad or mom and, you know, or an attorney if you're older or whatever. And you're going to get out of the situation as long as you haven't. And even if you have done something illegal, the choice is you get your butt kicked brutally and end up in the hospital, or you die, or you comply. It's an easy solution. Comply. Black people, we got to have the talk. Oh, my gosh, cops are so bad to do this. Well, you know what cops have learned? They've learned that black criminals are bad. Welcome back, everybody. Look, it's not in black people's DNA to be any worse than any other human beings. We're no different creature than any other human that's ever walked the face of the earth. But leftism, a.k.a. Democrats, have put us in circumstances where criminality is higher. And sadly, that criminality is heaped on the back of anybody that a cop encounters. And this doesn't matter. They're right in the sense that it doesn't matter whether a cop is white, black, blue, green, pink, or purple, or with polka dots. Once they learn that there is a typical type of criminal that you can start to profile, and I know that's a dirty word to most people, but it ain't to this black man. I profile everything. I profile the computer I bought. I profile my youngest son's girl that he wants to date. I profile the coach that wants to coach him. I profile the colleges that he wants to go to. I'm a profiling son of a gun. And I'll always do it. I profile my friends. I profile a church if I'm moving into a new area. I'm a profiler. And a proud one at that. I don't want to be around hooligans. I don't want to be around people who are negative, people who don't believe in the things that I believe in. I profile people that want to run for office and represent me. I'm a profiler. And if you're smart, you're a profiler too. And cops have learned that there are people you got to look for. And sadly, it fits us all. If your name is Karen, you've been profiled. Karen? Hold on a minute. You know, you're going to, I mean, we profile. Look, I'm not, you get it. I don't need to keep going on. If I find some other clever ones, I'll slip them in. But point is, I don't blame cops for that. That's why I do everything I can to say, I'm going to be such a good citizen that the guy won't want to profile the next person. That he'll say, you know what, and I don't want to get cops killed either. But if you do what I do, if you put both your hands on the top of the steering wheel, first of all, I'm not going to be running because I don't know why these guys pulled him over anyway, pulled Tyree Nichols over. And this is what we've been talking about. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, hands on the steering wheel, get out of the car. Coming out of the car, officer. Get on the ground. Boom. On the ground. Face to the side. Hands behind my back. Not saying a word. All they're going to get is nothing but cooperation. Because you know what I learned about 99% of the people who were killed by police? You want to know what I learned? I know this is going to... Most people got to go to school for a long time, or they got to become part of some, you know, neighborhood civic deal duty about police officers. But you want to know what will keep you from getting killed by a cop? Don't flee. They call it resisting. In almost every case, just like with Tyree Nichols, he resisted. Running his mouth, get all the way down. Get all the way down. If you de-escalate them, you're fine. And I don't know what Tyree did. I can tell you this. I know Linnell Jeter He was an engineer, worked at E-Systems, and he got accused of, robbing Kentucky Fried Chickens. And they caught him and get up, and the Nell Jeter put his hands behind his back. They took him in. They, you know, racially profiled him, and they figured out this wasn't the black dude robbing chicken shacks. So Lanell Jeter got a practically gets a standing ovation from police. And they see the dude. Oh, sorry, Lanell. You're an amazing dude. Thank you, man. Because, first of all, it's one thing to wrongfully accuse a black man of anything, but to wrongfully accuse him of robbing chicken places is just beyond the pale. So Lanell is he should be in every police. His picture should be in every police station with an award, with a citation. Leave this man. Lanell Jeter should be able to run people over in the middle of Times Square, and people go, that's Lanell. That's just him having some fun. Oh my goodness. Too funny. But Al Sharpton says this is worse than Rodney King. He's dead, so what can you say? And I don't know. There have been other traffic incidents where people have been... Philando Castile, he got shot. And as it turned out, he was legit. He wasn't... if I remember the story right, he's one of the few that wasn't fleeing. But he did something stupid. Because the cop said, don't reach for anything to do, ended up reaching for something, and he got shot. But he hadn't done anything wrong. I'm just telling you, don't do anything. I watched the video of a guy, the cop said, he was getting him out, he's detaining him, he's got his gun drawn, and the guy goes back to his car, he says, don't go to your car. He's like telling him what to do, and the guy, he says, well, I'll go to my car. And he went to go reach in his car, and the cop shot him, and I think he was reaching for his license or something. When the cop has got a gun drawn, man, I'm telling you, I'm down on the ground, I'm obeying. There's only ounces of trigger pressure. And that's it. So, look, again, what are we going to find out about Tyre Nichols? What do you think? You think he was living a charmed life? You think they say he was a good guy? I don't know. His picture, he looks very studious. I think they said he worked for FedEx. Generally, when this happens, they tell you he's a good kid on his way to college. But in this case, he worked for FedEx. Now, let me just put it to you this way, because I don't want it to be a shock to you when you find out that Tyre Nichols maybe isn't all that his picture implies. He maybe isn't the total solid citizen that he implies. He might not be as articulate and clean as Joe Biden would like him to be. I don't know. I know this, if the Scorpion unit is after you, because that's what those guys were called. By the way, they were all fired. Rightfully so. I don't know. Well, are they going to sue Memphis Police Department? Or are they going to sue these people individually or what? But it may not be all that it's cracked up to be as the media is explaining it. Because I'm trying to figure out why five cops would be so hyped up to get a little old Negro for something. What did he do? I don't know. I don't know that we'll ever know, because I think that the media likes to hype. It's all about the cops now. And as I said earlier, be thankful, America, that these cops were black. Whose neighborhood are they going to burn? We're going to burn these cops' neighborhood down. Woohoo! Okay, great. So what are you going to do, silly Negroes? You going to burn down their black neighborhoods? If history repeats itself in any particular way, yes, that's what you're going to do. You're going to burn down black neighborhoods over nothing. I'm not saying this guy's death is nothing. I'm not at all. But I'm saying, does it rise to the level of everything that we're seeing here? Are we not already hyped up enough about so-called police brutality? A plug for what I do. If you get a chance, watch BleedingBlueMovie.com. This movie will be watched for years, for ages, because it is a statement of policing that is not going to go away. Check it out. We warn about this. Who's going to want to do this difficult job? I wouldn't. Couldn't put a gun to my head.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.